and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We are following the latest out of Nashville now, where a shooter killed six people this morning, including three children. WTVF reporter Cole Johnson has the latest there.
There was an active shooter at Covenant School. This is a preschool through sixth grade. It's a private Christian school there in the area. Again, MMPD said that they engaged with this shooter, and the shooter is dead.
Metro Nashville Police Spokesman Don Aaron says that shooter was a young girl.
We know at this point that this shooter is a female. She appears to be in her teens, although her identification has not been confirmed at this juncture. We know that she was armed with at least two assault-type rifles and a handgun.
She was shot and killed by police. Massive protests seem to be paying off in Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has delayed controversial judicial reform plans until Parliament's next session. CBS's Charlie Daggett covered the chaos.
Protesters poured onto the streets of Tel Aviv, taking over the main highway, shouting, "Israel is not a dictatorship." Blowing air horns, blocking traffic, and burning tires. Riot police deployed water cannon, drenching the crowds.
A grand jury in New York is back to work today on a hush money case that could get Donald Trump indicted this week. CBS's Catherine Watson has more from the former president.
He thinks the Manhattan grand jury case is political. He called it BS and claimed local and state authorities are carrying out the Department of Justice's bidding. And he suggested that authorities are trying to prosecute him because of his poll numbers, because they don't want him to win.
Communities in Mississippi and Alabama are reeling from a massive tornado that ripped through the region Friday night, killing at least 26 people. Tracy Harden took cover in a walk-in fridge at her diner in Rolling Fork.
When he got it here, he looked up and he said, as he's closing it, he said, "I see the sky." And so that meant our roof was gone.
State officials say recovery will not be easy. President Biden is boosting circuit board production here in the U.S. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The rare use of the Defense Production Act is meant to boost circuit board manufacturing here in the U.S. The president's action deems the component's critical technology essential to national defense. The trade organization representing global electronics manufacturers has urged this move for months, arguing it's necessary to properly implement the president's CHIPS and Science Act.
More than half of circuit boards are made in China. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the spring sale, March 24th through April 3rd, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The DNR is encouraging property owners with healthy ash trees to treat them with insecticide this spring to protect against the deadly emerald ash borer. The beetle kills more than 99% of untreated ash trees they infest. The pest is now known to be present in 66 of Wisconsin's 72 counties. Treatments are worth considering statewide. One very obvious symptom of infestation includes woodpecker damage called flecking that will start in the canopy and progress down the tree. Both candidates for Green Bay's mayor say they've gotten threatening messages directed at their families. WPR reports Wisconsin had the fourth most instances of threats or harassment toward election officials or poll workers in the country from January 2020 through September 2022. Current Mayor Eric Genrich and challenger Brown County Administration Director Chad Weininger will face off in the April 4th general election. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 23. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 43. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Brian, bad guys of the galaxies, beware. The defender of the universe is here.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Monday. You are listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. We're broadcasting live across the state of Wisconsin, in part because of Civic Media. You're listening to your local Civic Media station wherever you are, but we're broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios, Madison's Near West Side, for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM. We got Evan on the board. E, how are we doing on this Monday afternoon?
Chill.
Yeah, it's a chill Monday afternoon.
Chill.
It's nice. We got a lot of snow on Saturday. That was insane.
It was insane.
One to six inches, my ass.
We had a lot of snow. It was crazy.
And folks up there in northern Wisconsin that are used to getting the snow dumped on them, Evan, I'm sure they were probably laughing a little bit. Our friends up in Amory and Wausau and all around the northern portion of the state, they didn't get much of anything on Saturday.
It was no laughing matter.
And all of a sudden, I woke up, and there was about 8 inches of snow. And I was like, you know what? It's a snow day. Everybody else started getting the snow blowers out in the neighborhood and getting to the shoveling. And I was like, I'll get there when I get there.
You have 48 hours.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, I waited, and some of it melted. And then I finally came out after taking care of a bunch of tasks.
It was gone, dude. It just disappeared.
Well, it's not completely gone yet, but it shrunk. It was heavy stuff. We cleared it out by, I want to say, 4. We still use some of the sunlight on Saturday to help us clear it.
And that's heart attack snow, man. That stuff was heavy. You got to be careful.
I was using the shovel. Kelsey was the one using the snowblower because that's what she likes to do. She likes clearing the driveway with the snowblower. So I get all the hard spots with the shovel and with the heart attack snow. That's what I got tasked with lifting. But dug ourselves out on Saturday. Had a nice, relaxing Sunday. Hope everybody out there in the listening audience did as well. And we are here on a Monday afternoon for Dueling Tangents. And unplugged over the weekend. So, you know, trying to do that more and more. It's the 2023 resolution. Trying to unplug from the constant just fire hydrant of news that
Barrage. Here's
the state of Wisconsin we
torrent.
Face.
Yes.
Just so much, Evan.
Yeah.
And so tuning back in kind of last night, this morning, saw a very interesting piece and would love to gauge the audience interest on this one because there is a rise in claims, insurance claims made through individuals, Americans, that have Medicare Advantage plans. So they use this Advantage plan to supplement, cover the costs, what Medicare itself does not in their older age. But these Medicare Advantage providers are using artificial intelligence, AI. You're going to hear AI or artificial intelligence a lot in the coming years, folks. But AI is being used by these Medicare Advantage plans to deny or approve claims. And there is a rise in denials. Individuals not receiving the coverage that they could be or should be entitled to because not a human is reading the claim, but the use of these AI algorithms determining whether or not an applicant is covered under these plans that they pay for. And so my question is this, I don't remember Y2K.
I do. Yeah.
I was a kid.
It was just mass hysteria. It was people freaking out about all the computer stuff. Working, right?
And then on January 1st, everybody just got over it? Basically.
Part of it was kind of a meme, right? Before the birth of widespread memery, it was people sort of tongue-in-cheeked it. There were some doomers out there, no-lifing the world's about to end thing. But for the most part, the concept didn't make a ton of sense to them. That the clock on their computer would wrap around to the year 1900. And like, it just didn't make sense. They didn't know how to be scared of it.
Yeah.
And apparently, billions of dollars were spent in sort of protection and, you know, preventative maintenance to keep the world from ending.
So my question is Y2K, or is this the rollout of artificial intelligence, is this just another Y2K moment for us as a society, or is this going to be something that we need to actually keep a closer eye on and be meticulous with how we're going to do it? Is somebody that's lighting their hair on fire right now about the use of artificial intelligence, is that rightfully so? Are they right to be worried?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say uncategorically, no, this is not like Y2K.
This is not like Y2K.
We are months past the point where people should have started sort of realizing the intensity of this situation. People throw around the word AI a lot, and it means a lot of different things, right? Yep. You have iterative algorithms for machine learning, you know, for industrial purposes. You have computer applications to mess with images. And again, this sort of iterative AI.
Yeah.
That you feed it information.
Well, that's what AI is. It's a supercomputer that it doesn't learn, but it seems like it's learning because of all the information that you put into these algorithms, it starts to predict and uses the past patterns to predict future patterns.
And people are horrible, right? People are just terrible. So it's getting our ideas.
Yep.
You know, we have stuff like ChatGPT, which has been, you know, getting a ton of press lately, and it's an interesting program. Then you have stuff like Replica, which is an AI-generated individual. It's somebody that you can converse with.
Yes,
I mean, that one is spooky. That one's worth going into sometime because the rabbit hole is deep. And
well, this one, I want to this story that caught my eye,
and
talking about AI and medical applications. Stat, a medical outlet for news, they did an investigation. The headline: Denied by AI, How Medicare Advantage Plans Use Algorithms to Cut Off Care for Seniors in Need. Written up by Casey Ross and Bob Herman. And the piece says, an algorithm, not a doctor, predicted a rapid recovery for Frances Walter, an 85-year-old Wisconsin woman with a shattered left shoulder and an allergy to pain medicine. In 16.6 days, it estimated she would be ready to leave her nursing home. On the 17th day, her Medicare Advantage insurer, Secure Health Plan, followed the algorithm and cut off payment for her care, concluding she was ready to return to the apartment where she lived alone. Meanwhile, medical notes in June of 2019 showed Walter's pain was maxing out the scales and that she could not dress herself, go to the bathroom, or even push a walker without help. So the AI predicted that after 17 days, she no longer needed the assisted living care and kicked her off, sent her ready to go home.
Can we see the problem here, right? Why this is a serious, serious problem? We're handing sort of authority, we're handing responsibility to an inanimate object, essentially, that is fed information.
A computer program.
People.
Not an inanimate object, a computer program.
Yes.
A program that uses past information to predict future outcomes.
And that past information is from a biased source, you could say. You could say
yes,
that,
because everything everything that was put into it, if it was biased, would then use that same bias to predict future outcomes. Yes. And that is one of the biggest problems with algorithms, is that they do take on the human error that goes into the programming of them. So a lot of people say, hey, this is, we're removing the human error from it, but if you don't take a look at the bias for how these things are programmed, those biases only get replicated and then further just increase and amplified through the system, because that is what the system's designed to do, is learn from itself and predict future outcomes. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, got Evan on the board, and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Do you believe that anybody freaking out about artificial intelligence or AI is rightfully freaking out, is overestimating, just thinking this is kind of, if you're downplaying it, should, like, a Y2K moment, or is that the wrong thing too? We'd love to hear your thoughts on AI. 844-967-2789. We're going to get to some more Wisconsin headlines as well, but this one, the big one of the day, is it okay for Medicare insurance providers to be able to use this algorithm to try to speed up the claim process?
I'm going to go ahead and say that every single one of these AI applications has to be open source. And just a real brief explainer of what open source means, exactly what it says, that the public has access to the base code that runs the programs and the algorithms.
Do you think, but now, Evan, a lot of the times, these corporations that sell these platforms, then, these forms of artificial intelligence, they don't want open source.
Monetization be damned. I mean, we're looking at serious repercussions.
But like, we're in a capitalist society.
Serious problems.
I don't disagree that there's some serious problems with the fact that some of these things will be capitalized on.
And deepfakes.
I mean, deepfakes, that's another
excellent.
Not
even talking about money.
No?
Just, we're getting into serious information security issues the longer we let this go. And I'm sure that most people don't understand how advanced this technology is now. And I mean that. It's shocking.
Is it a problem that we've just overlooked, that we were saying, hey, this isn't something that I need to really focus on? Well, you got politicians, you know, trying to ban drag shows in Tennessee. And the priorities are there. The don't say gay bills in Iowa and Florida. That's where a lot of politicians' focus is right now. Not actually paying attention to something that is being utilized by companies to either accept or deny claims made by Americans seeking care. Americans that are left to having a artificial intelligence say yes, you are approved, or no, you are denied. 844-967-2789. Love to hear your thoughts on AI. You can be like Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, what are your thoughts on this Monday afternoon?
Hi. Well, this is what it is. I worked for healthcare for the past 25 years. Healthcare administration, coding, and billing. So I know exactly what you're talking about. So this is a two problems. Well, I'm not sure about the algorithm and everything like that, but this is the guidelines we live in. So in another time, that would, without the, something like this happen, you have to understand, we have a person in the hospital, okay? So it's not that I'm telling you, oh, your doctor wants to have an MRI, and I'm thinking that, yeah, it's not medically necessary for you to do it and deny the claim. No, this is what's happening. I'm based off a decision of the company, hospital, nursing home, hospice, or whatever.
Karina, we're heading up into heartbreak. Let me hold you over. We're going to continue to hear your point on the other side of this break, but we've got a commercial break coming up. 844-967-2789. If you've got thoughts on the AI algorithm accepting or denying Medicare Advantage claims, want to hear your thoughts. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett's septic pumper trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Ooh! me. They sure do a good job keeping your system clean. And Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta potty rentals too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crustbuster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
You can complete your home improvement projects, consolidate bills, or make large purchases and more with a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan from Key Savings Bank. You can put your home's equity to work for you today. At Key Savings Bank, there is no application fee, pre-approval in 48 hours, and you can apply online or with one simple call. Put your home's equity to work for you with Key Savings Bank, where you'll feel right at home. 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and in the town of Rome. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. High temperatures reach up to 53 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, mixed precipitation likely, lows around 32. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 42. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
You can handle the truth.
Do we swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yep.
Okay, then.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Was the knight in shining armor in your movie? Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to join us on the air, 844-967-2789, discussing the ramifications of what introducing artificial intelligence, or AI, is into any facet of the world. But this story over at Stat, a medical outlet, talking about how there is an increasing rise in Medicare Advantage recipients being denied claims because of the use of artificial intelligence. The artificial intelligence increasingly, compared to human individuals overseeing these claims, increasing the amount of denials when looking at the sample size. And so really, is it, if you don't have the human element that is brought into these screenings, these questions, AI is going to be a tool. Whether it's like a calculator or something else that we use as humans, it is a tool. It is an is a set of algorithms that takes in information and then puts it back and outputs it for us to make things easier, is what it's supposed to be. But are there ramifications to the way that we've currently started designing this artificial intelligence, how we are accepting its use without our knowledge in some instances, or are we accepting it as something that is used by large corporations to try to cut down on labor without actually providing the human element that would still allow applicants like this individual here in Wisconsin to be able to receive the medical coverage that they need?
And also to manipulate media to propagate.
Oh, there's going to be so many different ramifications.
A matter of months before we see, you know, a prominent politician saying something despicable.
Oh, you can already see yep. these deep fake videos that are used, and that is another form of artificial intelligence. This one, more like a computing aspect of whether or not to accept or deny a claim. Again, if you're just tuning in, there's a story at Stat, a medical outlet, of Frances Walter, an 85-year-old Wisconsin woman with a shattered left shoulder and an Allen sheet of pain medication. This artificial intelligence was used to predict that she would have a speedy recovery in 16.6 days. And after 17 days, her Medicare Advantage provider stopped providing the coverage and sent her to her apartment that she lives at alone. And so we got on the line, Karina in Milwaukee. And Karina, we had to cut you off before that last break. But I understand that there is this is a part of accepting and denying claims and providing coverage or not providing coverage or sending individuals home and discharging them. That's part of daily life in hospitals. I've got many family members in the healthcare industry that work and see it on the front lines. But Karina, there's a human element to that. When at that 16th day, the nurse or the doctor or anybody that interacts with this patient in the healthcare facility, they could recognize that she is not yet ready to be discharged and cannot be sent home. But this AI says, no, 16.6 days, they should be done. And then it's on day 17, the insurance provider says, no, we can't do it anymore. What are your thoughts on that, Karina?
This is what you're saying. Everything's right. This is exactly how it happened, okay? That's why I start talking about MRI claim. When you go to a doctor, they want you to do the MRI, and they say, no, we're not going to pay for it. But when you are in the hospital, there is a power of a doctor and the actual hospital facility to be able to go back to the insurance and dispute the process. What is 16.5 days? This is a problem not just with AI. This is a problem with healthcare insurance. You can kick out people out of the hospital. Doesn't matter who's saying it, people, company, AI, or anything like this. The healthcare have to be human. It's impossible to do it with a computer. It doesn't have a calculation. The same back example how after the delivery, females with the newborn babies getting kicked out in 24 hours. This is inhuman. This is it's a healthcare issue. AI is just going to show us how bad is that. Because very often, now there is less for a human error because of the AI. So very often in the hospital situation like this, people will stay in the hospital and they will end up with a bill. Now they're saying they're denying the payment. They don't deny the care. And this is the trick they're playing. You see what I'm saying? So yes. You're absolutely right. The AI is going to make our health care even worse than it is. Because it follows the rules, it reads every letter of this company calculation in the begin with when the people sit down and they say how we can make more money on paying less on benefits.
Appreciate the call, Karina.
Yeah,
that is an excellent point.
They can discharge you early and then wash their hands of it. Oh, it was the AI.
Talking about how capitalism is going to use this artificial intelligence. I think that is an excellent point, Karina. You can be like Karina. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. We're talking AI and its effects that we're going to face. Is it right to be pulling our hair out, saying this is something that we're not focusing enough on? Is this a Y2K moment? It's just going to be part of normal life every day from now on until the next big thing. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789.
On the other side. A progressive voice. Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. In Wisconsin Rapids, Oak Street will have single-lane closures in the westbound and eastbound lanes between East Jackson Street and 16th Street South for a gas main replacement. We Energies began work this morning at 7 a.m. and hope to be done by April 14th. Please use caution in the area and expect traffic delays. Portage County officials are reminding drivers that County Highway R is closed to through traffic. They've begun the utility relocation and tree clearing operations on the County Highway R improvement project from Black Oak Drive to Porter Road in the town and village of Plover. The first phase of the project requires the road to fully close between Roosevelt Drive and Bluebird Road. Sheriff Mike Lucas has increased patrols in the area because drivers are ignoring the closed road signs, causing safety concerns for workers and drivers, as well as delaying the project. Please follow the posted detour route. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Husband left sideline. Going to Davis at the top. Feeds Wall high on the right. Badgers down one. 13:40 remaining. Klesman finds a cutting. Davis Wall on the left. Up and in. It counts at a foul. Oregon extending things a little bit on the defensive end. A siege it against Ward. Throwing to Gilmore. Top of the circle. Finds a cutting. Hepburn to the rim. And he'll send it in. Chucky Hepburn. Slam dunk. The zone here from Oregon. Klesman feeds Wall. Shot clock at five. Skip pass. Chucky snaps off a three. Right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. And it's 59-57 Wisconsin. And Soares inbounding the seven-footer Crowell in his face. Soares winds up, heaves it deep, and it's knocked away. And Guerrier for three, and the tie back run no good. And it's off to Las Vegas for the Wisconsin Badgers.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 23. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 43. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, download the Civic Media app. Wherever apps are downloaded on your smart device, Google, Apple, so many more. CivicMedia.us. You can take us with you on the go with our website or our app. Download the app. Take us with you. And folks, having a conversation about artificial intelligence. Is it getting the best of us? Is it getting the worst of us? Love to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. A story at Stat, a medical outlet, that describes a recent incident of a elderly Wisconsin woman that was denied Medicare Advantage coverage because of the algorithm predicting how quick her recovery would be, and after that cutoff period, no longer provided the coverage through her plan. And it's a very interesting aspect. AI is going to be something that is incorporated in our daily lives. Is this something that we're paying enough attention to? Are we not paying enough attention to it? What are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. We got Rob here in Madison. Rob, what are your thoughts on this artificial intelligence debate?
I worked in research and development for 30 years or so. So I had some experience when they were bringing AI into manufacturing. And I think you've talked about it's the programming, that's the problem. What you need to do is back up one step to the room where the people are sitting coming up with the programming. Because I actually would build things by hand, and when they were bringing CAD/CAM in, several times I could point to the screen and say, that won't work, because I hand-build things. And the overriding prejudice of the tech people was to defend the program. So until we get a better representation, and they also stopped doing a lot of end-use testing where they would get somebody who actually knew how to operate it to see if the program was good. And a lot of the manufacturing, you end up with quality corners just cut off, and they come back to design and R&D and have us adjust the pattern to what AI came up with. So it's the group of people that are coming up with the programming. You have to include an engineer once in a while and somebody who actually is an endpoint user.
Well, and Rob, in that regard, is it good to help you make a first rough draft? Is that what this is good for? Does it get you set up for a human to be able to kind of, maybe it gets the project to the 20-yard line, and then it's up to a human component to take it and get it into the end zone, for a sports analogy. Is that kind of what you're referring to, or do you think we need to kind of go back to the drawing board and include more individuals at the start altogether?
Yeah, that's the point, is that when you're developing and doing the research and development, don't just have AI people there. Have somebody that have the program they're working on also be there, and they can spot things as they go by.
That's exactly where my argument for open source comes from. Exactly, Rob. You nailed it.
Really appreciate the phone call, Rob. You can be like Rob. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're talking about AI, whether we're approaching it correctly, whether there's things that we can tweak. Your thoughts on it as well. 844-96-PARTY is the number to call in. You can be like Steven in Green Bay. Steven, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
Yeah, hi, Luke. So I actually have, I believe this is kind of a two-part question, so I'm going to give two answers. The first thing about the specific incident with the woman who had Medicare Advantage, I believe that if you are going to use AI to make those decisions, that it should be A, stated on the claim, and also the margin of error should also be stated on the claim, because obviously with any computer program, there's going to be a margin for error. And then the second thing I would have to say is that I believe AI can be helpful, and it's only going to have more and more of an impact on our day-to-day lives as time goes on. But I do believe that, especially with healthcare, being someone that works in the healthcare industry, that there should also be a human behind it. I do not believe that it should be the sole decision maker. I believe that it should be a helper, or like a guideline,
A tool. It should be a tool that we can use to improve the way that we do things, whether it's in the medical field or any aspect. It can be a tool that gets utilized, but, and I agree with that, Stephen. It's interesting to me, though, because as Evan and I pointed out, there's a lot of capitalist factors at play. The think tanks, the startups that they create these algorithms that use this, the development of this technology to get it off the ground, who's going to insist that there is the margin of error or any of the disclosures like that included when somebody is using this? For far too long, Stephen, we've been a society that when we download something onto our phones, it gives you the terms and conditions. And we don't, and they're lengthy. They're very long terms and conditions. And we scroll down and we scroll down and we don't read anything. And we just hit accept. Is this just going to be one thing that gets folded into that? Or is there going to be actual demands? And who is going to demand it to see that transparency in who is and who isn't using artificial intelligence?
Well, I definitely think there's an aspect to it where it would need to be regulated by either. I'm not really big on the federal government regulating something like that. I think it should be a state's issue. Each state would have their regulations for it. But I definitely think it should be something that is regulated. And like I said, you know, to my previous point, I don't really think it should be the sole decision maker anyways. I think it should be a tool to help people make more informed decisions.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think it needs to be a tool. I think when it is the sole aspect that is accepting or denying claims, in this example for the Medicare Advantage plan, that you need to be able to continue to use the human element into it. And appreciate your phone call, Stephen. Folks, you were listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, having a conversation this hour about artificial intelligence, how it is being utilized, and what we need to further consider when it comes to this game-changing aspect. Artificial intelligence will be a game changer for so many different facets of life. And your thoughts on it, 844-967-2789. You can be like Jack in Merrimack. Jack, what are your thoughts on artificial intelligence?
Well, yeah, I got a couple things on this. First of all, no one less than Stephen Hawking had warned about some of the dangers of artificial intelligence, including things like using it for military uses, medical uses. He had quite a bit to say about it. He basically said, be careful how you use this, human beings, because it can just be a serious.
Yeah, it absolutely needs to be careful about what we're using it. But I think we lost you there, Jack, unfortunately. But there needs to be caution here. It for far too long, I believe, we've abdicated some of that caution. I think, as Stephen in Green Bay said, skeptical about regulation, about necessarily what is the best way to regulate this. Is it just the individuals at these startups, these companies that are creating the algorithms for the artificial intelligence? Is it just going to be what kind of parameters they themselves want to put on this technology? Or is it going to have to be demanded from individuals, from governments, from communities of society to regulate this? It is going to be interesting to see how that happens. I'm skeptical that there's going to be self-regulation to the point where these companies are just like, oh yeah, we're not going to misuse this technology that allows us to predict the purchase habits that you have as a human, and we're going to sell you ads then to take advantage of it. There is already a huge level of surveillance capitalism. Some of this aspect is only going to get juiced more with artificial intelligence. And I think caution is very important, but where we are getting that caution from is yet to be seen, at least from my point of view. If you've got a different thought, love to hear it. 844-967-2789. We got up next Annie in Watertown. Annie, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
Well, this article, I believe, ProPublica, about they can't do any worse with the artificial intelligence than the highly paid doctors that they hire, and it takes them like 1.2 seconds. They do 60,000 denials in 1 month. One doctor can do 60,000 denials in 1 month. That's all he has to do is say no. Yeah, I mean,
insurance company's definitely not, you know, the, looking at the situation, I think the artificial intelligence is probably doing a more thorough job than the automatic stamp no by the human being doctors.
So, but Annie, this instance, Frances Walter here in Wisconsin, the 85-year-old woman that was denied coverage because the AI predicted her recovery in 16.6 days, down to the fraction this AI used it. But on day 17, she wasn't ready to go home to be discharged. It wasn't necessarily that the doctors were saying, no, you got to go home right now. It was the insurance provider saying, well, you're not going to be covered for anything that you need past this 16.6 days. On day 17, right, you no longer have coverage for this. So you can stay. It's not like the hospital was kicking her out right that second, but her as an individual then that was in pain, seeking medical care still, was not going to have it covered from this plan. And so it is not just the fact that, yes, there are many, many facets of the healthcare industry that could be improved. But this is saying, well, we're not going to cover the costs as the insurance program that you've paid because we are using this predictive algorithm to say, oh no, the average person of your age and the demographics that we put into this calculation say that you should have recovered in 16 and just over 16 and a half days. And on day 17, it's either you can still seek the medical care and be in the hospital, but we're not going to cover it anymore. And so there is an aspect.
Exactly. I've been booted out and sent home when I would have very much been better off staying in the hospital, but insurance cut me off. And what I was saying was that these are doctors working for the insurance company who do the denials. You're saying, you know, that there's algorithms making these decisions. Well, there's also doctors that are very well paid, hired by the insurance company, that review all the cases. And all they do, I mean, in order to deny 60,000 in 1 month, you know, there's something like an average or I can do, you know, it takes me 1.2 seconds to do each one. So you're not getting any review. You're getting automatic denial. With this, it was specifically about Medicare Advantage doctors.
Gotcha. I will have to check out the numbers in that ProPublica piece, but that is definitely another aspect of it as well. Yes, this algorithm would be better than an automatic denial for a claim, but it's still in without the human aspect of taking an approach to healthcare that is saying, okay, we're going to look at these, we're going to use a tool to help us get maybe a base level of where we're at. Maybe 16.6 days is the base level for the average person, but we're going to actually review the case and get to the point where we can see, oh, this person still is not recovered. They're still in need of coverage. They're still in need of medical care, and then go from there. And that is the most important part, is bringing the best aspects of our human nature to this artificial intelligence. Would love to hear your thoughts on it. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Cross Civic Media. If you want to stay up to date with what we're doing here at Dueling Tangents, follow us on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You can also follow the network at Civic Media US on Facebook and Twitter. We're going to continue this conversation talking about artificial intelligence in our healthcare system and the other ramifications on our lives. 844-967-2789. Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
Have you been feeling lucky? If you're struggling, find your lucky charm today at the Southwood County Humane Society and experience the good fortune of having a companion. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by The Cotton Thimble, Central Wisconsin's largest quilting store, serving Wisconsin Rapids quilting community for 30 years. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. Visit The Cotton Thimble today.
The Badgers men's basketball team continues postseason play.
You can hear the action when Wisconsin takes on North Texas in the semifinal round of the National Invitational Tournament Tuesday night at 6.
Listen on these local Civic Media Network radio stations.
WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. Dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM in Richland Center,
or WLAK 1260 AM in Amory.
Find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and everywhere on the Civic Media app.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. A 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, talking artificial intelligence, AI, and its ramifications, because it's a coming, folks. It is here already. It's not actually coming. It's here. It's being utilized in many different assets. I can't talk.
It's Monday, folks.
It's Monday afternoon, folks.
It's Monday.
Thank you, Evan. Many different aspects of life, artificial intelligence is already being incorporated, including for Medicare Advantage plans, using it to approve or deny claims brought by individuals that have these insurance programs. And we see an increase in denials with the use of this AI. And so what are your thoughts? Artificial intelligence. If you've got them, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We're going up next to Carol here in Madison. Carol, what are your thoughts on artificial intelligence?
Cannot rely on it as the only way to evaluate human beings, because we have an unlimited number of variables, and therefore no one, not even AI, can be programmed to consider every single variable. I could give you a list of about at least four variables that this elderly lady had that should have been evaluated. I used to be a nurse. And I think you can use it to trigger a human evaluation, but to rely upon it as the only way to evaluate a situation in healthcare is irresponsible and dangerous, because you're never going to be able to program it with enough variables to take in all of the variations in human beings.
Yeah. And that is, I mean, the amount of data that goes into these algorithms, Carol, is tremendous. There's so much information being computed by that's what makes it artificial intelligence, is because they use it to the point that there's so much information being computed that it is almost human. But you believe that there's no degree that this could be solely used as the way to make determinations, only in the healthcare field or altogether, Carol?
I can only speak to the healthcare field. I I don't pretend to know everything, but I work in healthcare, so I know about all the variables that you're going to find in patients. And my sense is that if you're trying to evaluate human beings with any type of AI algorithm, you're not going to be successful because it just plain is not going to be reliable.
Fair enough. Appreciate the phone call, Carol. I believe that there is some truth to that. The fact that there will always be a human component to many different fields, but healthcare specifically, there will always be that human element that is needed. I hope to see these algorithms become tools that can be honed and improve the quality of care that's delivered. But for companies, say, like a Medicare Advantage provider that is just trying to get through a backlog of claims, I do see a lot of concerns of just relying solely on an algorithm and artificial intelligence to determine whether or not those claims could be approved or denied. Appreciate the phone call. 844-967-2789. You can be like Catherine. Catherine, what are your thoughts on artificial intelligence?
Hey, good afternoon, and thanks for having me on. This actually happened in the 80s under Reagan. It was called DRGs, payment for per person, per patient, was linked to these DRGs, the diagnostic-related groups, and that was an algorithm that said just exactly what Carol said before. If you're an 85-year-old lady and you went in for a gallbladder surgery, and they'll pay 4 days for that, and then you get a urinary tract infection, and at that age, it's really devastating. But you got your 4 days, and that's it. Now, the trick to that, the kicker was, because I worked in the emergency room, they wouldn't pay for your stay in the hospital, even if you were very sick, but they would pay for your readmission. So the hospital would call a private ambulance. That ambulance would take them home, turn around in their driveway, bring them right back to the emergency room because they had to be admitted again. They couldn't. And I'm telling you, 99% of the time, their beds had not been, their rooms had not been cleaned because this was happening a lot.
So the system knew that there was no point in even cleaning the bed because that same person that just got discharged was going to be back in that bed the way that things were set up. Is that what you're saying, Catherine?
Well, yes, and it got so bad that you were say, can you just put her back in the room? Nope, she had to be readmitted again. So they would get readmitted again. I don't know if it was the same room. A lot of times it wasn't. But so artificial intelligence goes along the same algorithms as the DRGs did. We've seen this before. We've seen the stupidity of it. Can it help? Yes, it probably can, if, like Carol said, the variables are then put in. You have to look at the whole patient, and unfortunately right now in this day and age, we don't have health care. We have a corporation trying to profit on sick people, and that's it. And doctors have to do the best they can with what they're given, because you're not working for a hospital. You're working for a corporation anymore.
Fair enough. Appreciate the phone call, Catherine. And I think that's what it boils down to, is that the artificial intelligence will be helpful and can improve when the things that it's improving are already good. It's very much going to be the things that are bad about our current healthcare system or any aspects that AI is going to be applied to. The bad things are going to get worse and the good things will hopefully improve. And we need to be able to mitigate those bad things and further improve the good things. And that's what it's really going to boil down to. Appreciate the phone call, Catherine. Appreciate all the phone callers today. Didn't even get to the other subjects, E. Didn't get to do the dumpster dive from the weekend headlines, but that's okay because this one was a good one.
It's huge. This is a big, big deal.
Yeah, the artificial intelligence is going to be something we're going to be talking about quite a bit, I have a feeling. Folks, if you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast and stay tuned. Dueling Tangents is going to be back tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, we're going to have Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Period joining us at 2:30. And folks, 7 days away, that spring election is coming up fast, April 4th. Make a plan to be a voter. Go to myvote.wi.gov if you need to check out more information about your registration status or where you can early vote, which you can do now through Friday at most municipalities. Thanks for listening to Dueling Tangents.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alex